Tavshin Ayin Zayin. Okay, so what we want to do here, we're going to chazer over a couple of things and then build on top of that things that we saw in Akrimos and in Kedoshim, and then move on to Emor. We know there's a musag, there's a concept called Kedusha. Yeah. And then there is a musag called Tahara. Tahara. Mm-hmm. And I'll be honest, it always bothered me why you would think Tahara should come before Kedusha. Tahara's you gotta cleanse yourself. And then Kedusha is holiness. Wouldn't you think it should be what he called Tahara first and then Kedusha afterwards? I mean, certainly in entering into the Beis HaMikdash, you have to attire yourself before you can go into the Kodesh, before into something which is more, I mean, in other words, all the like it says, Asar Kedushos, there are 10 levels of Kedusha. It all starts at the Eretz Yisrael. But when you come to the higher levels of Kedusha, the Harabayis, the Azara, you have to retire yourself beforehand. So Tahara really should come before Kedusha. Yeah, but you see in the Mishnayos, Kachin comes first and Tahara comes afterwards. Right? And here also, in these parshios, we're going to see now, the way Chazal, the way the Medrash addresses it, right? The top of Kedusha is touched upon in Achrimos, in Kedoshim. And here, we're going to see the Medrash, and Sfasem is going to talk about it, it's going to do a Tahara. Kedusha first and Tahara afterwards. So let's take a look. The Medrash says, yeah, again, we've seen some of this before, but I think it's worth our while to explore it a little bit more. This is a Medrash. This Medrash is in Achrimos. Rebbe Elazar Prosper called Begulas Mitzrayim. Right. Ma Shoshana Zu, Klal Yisrael was compared to Shoshana Bein HaChochim, a rose amongst the thorns. Right, we've talked about that more than once. Yeah, rose amongst the thorns. But Pasuk in Shir Hashir, Nesuna Bein HaChochim, he kashe al baila lelokta. You want to cut a rose, but the rose is surrounded by thorns. Other thorns that are of the other you know, stalks, as it were, stems, you know, that are right near it. So it's hard to pick it. It's hard to pick the rose because how do you hold on to it? How do you to cut it? It's got thorns on it, or the one next to it is pricking your hand as you're trying to hold the rose. Kashal baila lokta kach haisa gulasan shel Yisrael kashin v'nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu ligoyel. So too, the deliverance, the gula of Bnei Yisrael, was difficult for Klal Yisrael. To beguile them from Mitzrayim. The Jewish people were like a rose amongst the thorns. Why is that? Who dichtivo anisa elokim lavo lakachas lo goy mikerev of goy. In other words, the difficulty is not the problem of taking the Jewish people out of Mitzrayim. The problem is that Mitzrayim is inside the Jewish people. We were like a goy bekerev of goy. We were like the Medrash, another Medrash says, we was like the fetus of the calf that's inside the mother cow. So it's difficult to take us out. Elu ve'elu, continues the Medrash. Arelim. Elu megadli bloris, ve'elu megadli bloris. These are Arelim, and those are Arelim. The Mitzrim are Arelim, are uncircumcised, and the Jews are uncircumcised. Uncircumcised, in other words, what they may have done, even if they did Mila, then they afterwards they pulled down the, what he called the foreskin, so they should look uncircumcised. Elu megadli bloris, ve'elu megadli bloris. The goyim, what do you call it, had their avodah zarah hairstyle, right? And the Jews were aping them. They looked the same. Elu lov sheklayim ve'elu lov sheklayim. Those who say the kilayim is related to avodah zarah, right? Trying to manipulate nature, etc., whatever it is, or mix things, etc. said it, I don't get lost in it, but everybody knows why Kilayim is in here, because really there's no tzivui on Kilayim beforehand. You know, mail it to look like the Goyim is one thing, or mail it to do Mila is one thing, why Kilayim? But okay, that's a discussion in its own right. Im kein lo haisa no senes midas hadin li Yisrael sheyigalum Mitzrayim. Midas hadin wouldn't allow them to leave Mitzrayim. In other words, that's the taina. How are they better than what he called the Mitzrayim? Why should, that's what it means, it's kosher. It's kosher, it's not kosher, it's not difficult because, you know, a Kodesh Baruch Hu can't come up with some phantasmagoric plan. Problem is, it's kosher because the world runs upon din, to one degree or another, right? The world was created by din, Bereshis Bara Elokim, by din. So you can't just ignore the din, and the din says over here, why are you taking them out? Aber Shmuel ben Nachmani ilulei she'asar HaKadosh Baruch Hu atzmo v'shvua. It's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bound up himself. Asar doesn't mean to, you know, record. Asur means to be tied up. He tied himself with the shvua to take the Jewish people out. Lo nigalu Yisrael olam. We never would have gotten out of Mitzrayim. So it's not the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what he called, bound himself b'shvua. In other words, that's part of the what he called the Seder Olam, like a shvua is what he called.
He initially, and then he
reiterated it when he said to the Jews, "Lechein emor l'vnei Yisrael, I swear I'm going to take them out." Right? When Moshe Rabbeinu comes to introduce the topic of the Gula to the Bnei Yisrael in Parsha Shmos, Lachain, right? The Chazal says Lachain is a Lashon of Shvua. He took another Shvua. I'm going to take you out. In other words, even though you don't deserve to go out, but I've made it part of the order of the world. That's what a Shvua is. The Shvua is what we call, this is what we call, I swear this is part of the order of the world. Either something I'm going to do, or something that I did, or whatever it is, but we call, but now this has to take place.
He swore to Moshe Rabbeinu. Who did he swear to?
He swore to the Jewish people, right? He said, "Lachain emor b'nei Yisrael." Hashem told Moshe, "I swear, right, and I want you to tell the Jewish people that I've sworn that I'm going to take them out." So we were like a rose, right, amongst the thorns. It's difficult to take out.
I guess also now he swore that there will be a Mashiach.
Yeah. Fine. So says the Sfas Emes on that Medrash. The pasuk Ani Hashem Elokeichem Kimaase Eretz Mitzrayim. On the pasuk which we discussed last week, yeah, that I am Hashem. I am the one who guides your life. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Don't do like the acts of Mitzrayim, and don't do like the acts of the Eretz Canaan. I remember we talked about that last week. In other words, the idea being, we talked about the idea that how all the mitzvos are, as it were, means of accepting. Remember, we talked about the idea that all the mitzvos are means of accepting Hashem's dominion. Right? Remember, we talked about that all the mitzvos, where the ikar of the mitzvah is being makabel the gzeira from Hashem. So, if through every mitzvah, a person strengthens. Right? He reinforces his acceptance of Hashem's will, and he reinforces that he's living in the world of he wills, that is, Hashem wills, and therefore I be, rather than the world where I think, therefore I am, or I desire, therefore I am. Right? That we talked about last week.
Bring
Hashem into
yourself in the world.
Oh, right. Okay. So he says, so again, this is back to the Sfasemes again. Kishem Shoshana ben Achochim kosher levala lachtem. Kach hayitzis mitzrayim kosher. Yilesh asra Kodesh Baruch Hu atzmo b'shvua. It's not that Kodesh Baruch Hu had, as it were, bound himself up to the Jewish people b'shvua. Shneam alchein emor livnei Yisrael. Right? Therefore tell them that I'm going to take them out of Mitzrayim. The Pasuk in Shmos. Why Amidas Adin no senes l'shiyigalu. That is really cool. That's Hashem speaking to Moshe to say to the Jewish people. Lachain and more. They learn from the word Lachain, that's the Lashon of Shvua, and more, tell B'nai Israel that I'm going to take them out of Mitzrayim.
What line are you
on? On the second line in the Sfas Emes. Lachain and more. Right? Ha'inyan, you see
that's the oath.
What?
Lachain and more, that's the oath.
That was the oath, right. Ha'inyan who? The Shoshana, right? Bein Hachochim. What does it mean to be a rose amongst thorns? Obviously the rose is on a higher level than the thorns. Right? And that's what the Jewish people are on a higher level than the rest of the world.
So, question is, why is Hashem mentioning thorns?
Well, the idea would call the idea is what is the concept of the Jewish people being referred to as a rose amongst thorns? On the one hand, the rose obviously is qualitatively loftier than the thorns. On the other hand, ach al pi kain hashoshana bin achochem mekabelas pegam. Nonetheless, being living amongst thorns has its disadvantages. You know, you live amongst thorns. When the wind blows, your petals get cut on the thorns. Right, you're there's an influence. What do you call the thorns? Hachochim the kabelas pegam minakovim minachochim al kolponim. And even though the rose is clearly is distinguished, it's loftier than the thorns. But nonetheless, there's an effect of the thorns upon the rose.
Is that also in Tehillim?
There is. It's like what Kushoshanim referred to as the roses, but this pasuk is from Shir Hashirim. Uklochein apal pishe bnei Yisrael him ba'atzman nishmos neshamos kedoshos utahoros. Even though our souls are kadosh and tahor, notice kadosh and tahor, sanctified and pure.
That's
the pasuk or the words. Mikol mekom kiblu pegam mimakom tumas Mitzrayim. Nonetheless, we were affected by being in Mitzrayim. We were defiled by our being in Mitzrayim. The Kama Dvarim Shechoshev Amedrash Shaloshinu Lashonam Shmosim. It's true, we maintained our integrity in certain things. We didn't change our names, we didn't change our clothing, etc. Right? But the fact is, we were influenced. We were on Memtesh Shari Tumah. We were on 49th level of Tumah. Avapikain Mishenichnas Amakam Borski Reach Ra Kolet. Nonetheless, as we know, you go and you walk in. You say you walk into a tannery. Yeah. So even though you are not the tanner, and even though you're still not the hides, but you come out and you have a fragrance about you that's not exactly the most pleasant.
So what is that coming? That's coming to criticize that we weren't such a big rose among the
thorns. It's coming to point out that in spite of the fact that our uniqueness is recognized when we are amongst the thorns. And that's what the nature of the Jewish people. Their loftiness is seen amongst the thorns, which shows why we're worthy of being dealt with in a different fashion. Nonetheless, we're affected by the thorns, and that makes us, for all intents and purposes, not worthy of being dealt with. So it's a two-sided sword. On the one hand, it's clear how much loftier we are because we're the roses, not the thorns. On the other hand, there's the disadvantage in that we're affected adversely by the thorns. And because of this latter aspect, the fact that we're affected by the thorns, so therefore it's difficult for us to be taken out of Mitzrayim. So now how do we get out? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sha'amar Lachein Emor Ani Hashem the author Atzmo, the Lashon of the Medrash, he bound himself up. Perish Hidbit HaKadusha B'Bnei Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu glued Kedusha onto us. Hidbit. To attach. He attached Kedusha to us. Because even though let's say you got a really, you got a junky piece of wood. Not a junky piece of wood, whatever it is, it's stained, let's put it this way. Let's not get real carried away. Let's say you got a good piece of wood. A really fine piece of wood, a wonderful grain, etc. But it's water stained. It's got burns on it. Right. So the truth is that really what you need to do is you need to strip it down, right, and sand it, right, strip it down, sand it, just like Homer Formby would have done it, and then do everything it needs to, and then restain it. And put your tongue oil on it, and bring out the sheen, and all the vital characteristics of the grain out.
Yeah, but, in Israel, they used fire, they used plastic,
Ah, but let's say though, you got to sell it right now. You would, in other words, you can't, if you let it sit in the warehouse any longer, it's just going to get totally destroyed. So you put some varnish, varnish on it, some shellac, cover it up, looks fine, get it out, and what do you call it, and we'll deal with it afterwards. This way, at least you sold it, and hopefully the guy will take it home. Right, he'll do good stuff with it, and he'll get the lahav de lufe avdolos. Because Rokh was madbi kedusha on the Jewish people. He pasted, as it were, kedusha. He attached kedusha to them, and the Jewish work upon the Jewish people. Even Levita, they got all these issues, right? They're like a Shoshana ben Achokim. They're a rose amongst the thorns. So the rose is qualitatively different, but unfortunately, it picks up a lot of bad stuff from the thorns. And as a function of that, it's not really worthy to be treated totally different than the thorns. So when the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, bang, I'm going to stick kedusha on you, and now you're going to come out.
Alright, so, of course, how do they stick kedusha?
You have mitzvahs, you have mitzvahs, you attach this korban pesach, matzah, moror, 9 yards, right, all sorts of stuff, yeah. He gave us unbelievable experiences. He lifted up our emuna, right? Even though it was all really cool, you know, he gave us a sound and light show called the Esther Makos. We just stand there watching the, you know, when's Charlton Heston going to appear, right? God forbid, right? Really cool. You know, he plopped it on us. It's not like, you know, we blood and guts it out, you know, for ourselves. Okay. Fine. Good.
And most of the people accepted it. They didn't turn it away.
No, because anyway, we're really good on the inside. The only thing is, we really hadn't really cleansed ourselves yet, right? But of course, Baruch Hu put this on us. Hidbik, Hakadosh Baruch Hu b'nei Yisrael, afilu b'yosam, adayin b'mitzrayim. Even though they're still in Mitzrayim. Okay? When we talk Zeh, Nimshichu Acharav. And as a result of this, we talk Zeh, you see, after the end of the bold line there? When we talk Zeh, Nimshichu Acharav, as a result of a Kodesh Baruch Hu putting upon them Kedusha, so now we connected. And we were drawn after the Avodah Shalom. Right? Because we had a common ground, as it were. Kodesh Baruch Hu was Kadosh. And now Kodesh Baruch Hu has invested and imbued, instilled, glued to us and upon us Kedusha. So now we're drawn after Avodah Shalom. Because of Mishchu Yedeichim Avodah Zarah. There it says, yeah, with regard to the Hakdama to the Korban Pesach, remove your hands from the Avodah Zarah and take the Korban Pesach. And that's what they did. They felt drawn after Hashem. When he said, he stoked who was there. They desired it. Draw me after you and I'll run after you. Just draw me after you a little bit and I'll run after you, because the Jewish people, they want to be like that. Just as the Jewish people are compared to a rose amongst the thorns, Kena Kodesh Baruch Hu is compared to Tapuach v'Atzeayar. He's like an apple tree in the midst of a lot of non-fruit-bearing trees.
Hashem.
He's referred to in Shir Hashim, Ketapuach v'Atzeayar. Ketapuach v'Atzeayar. Come on. Ki his perish his galus elokusi is brach bolamos. Because Baruch Hu is kadosh. And yet he causes his presence to appear in a physical world which appears to be not receptive to Kedusha.
Okay.
Right? So just like he's in what appears to be a hostile environment, Ketapuach v'Atzeayar, yeah, like the apple tree, as it were, in the midst of what he called in the midst of all the other trees of the forest. So too, the Jewish people are like the rose amongst the thorns. We live in a hostile environment.
What happens to the apple tree in the forest?
What happens to the apple tree in the forest? In other words, what do you call it?
The oak trees overtake it, bury it under the leaves.
That's so fascinating.
Yeah.
Because the apple trees, the leaves are very small. They don't afford a lot of shade.
It doesn't grow tall.
Either. Right, doesn't grow as tall as what do you call it? Excellent. Right, that's why it's kedai to what do you call it to learn together with a botanist. Excellent, excellent, excellent.
Once in a while, you're right.
Okay. Pesach is Galus of Ukusi's book, Wolok Satachtonim, Nikra Cain. Because book was Revelation. Okay, that's good. Revelation. Yeah,
in
can we stay calm here? I'll bring you a sponge in a moment. What do you call it? Right? You hear that? HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in the world is in a hostile environment. Ah! Ramesha. Gewaldig. Yeah, so, and so to Klal Yisrael. Spectacular. Even though, right, he's in a hostile environment, nonetheless, HaKadosh Baruch was Kadosh v'Nivdol. He's separate. He's loftier. Here he's talking about the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't affected by the Atzei Ayar. In other words, and that's why the Jewish people, they desire to be like that. And that's why it says in Shir HaShirim also, B'tzilo Chamadati, I desire to sit in his shade. And the apple tree is separate from the other trees, right? Even if it's in a little clearing by itself, but all the other trees, really cool, they give much more shade, yeah, much bigger, taller, broader, etc. And the apple tree there is, as it were, is got its small leaves. But the Jewish people are drawn towards the apple tree. B'tzil chamadati, I desire to sit in his shade, not in the shade of the oaks. Yeah, right. The great trees of the forest. Fascinating.
What do you think, right? Jewish people compared to an apple tree?
You're right. That's a separate topic into itself. Right. But you pretty cool that the blossoms, what do you call that? The whole story, but we're not doing that now. You're right. Right. The Gemara uses it, right? The apple tree, right? The apple tree that, the Gemara says the Jewish people are compared to the apple tree. But they bring the pasuk, it's not talking about the Jewish people, it's talking about the Rabbanu Shalom. That's the first difficulty in it. And second of all, Tosfos asks the question. There, the Gemara says the apple tree, the fruits precede the leaves. The fruits precede the leaves. And that's like Nasa and Ishma. Right? The fruits come before the leaves. Tosfos asks a very simple question. That's not true. The leaves are there first, and the fruits come afterwards. And then the Tosfos tells us that really, even though it says the apple tree, really the apple tree, it really is referring to an esrog. In other words, really quote what it means, and the fruits precede the leaves. In other words, you have fruits that remain on the tree from year to year, right? From year to year. So what do you call it? Even though new leaves might come afterwards, but there might still be fruit left on there from the previous year, etc. So this has got a ton of questions in it, which is not our topic at the moment. It is a very fascinating topic. Right, it is a fascinating topic. We talked about it once upon a time, a long time ago, about why should an esrog tree refer to as an apple tree, and whatever. Okay, that's not our thing at the moment. Fine. So that's the state of the Jewish people in Mitzrayim. They are like thorns, like roses in the midst of the thorns. Roses in the midst of the thorns. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the difficulty is they're not so different because they're affected by the thorns. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? He puts Kedusha upon them. They haven't dealt with all their issues yet. But
he gave them the job.
But he's Madbik Kedusha upon them. Further, next Medrash. This Medrash is in Kedoshim. Dover Acher, Yishlach Ezrucha Mikodesh, right, Umitzioni Tzedek, and this is what we talked about. Right, last week also, this idea of that a person, right, that the Medrash brings the pasuk in Tehillim, right? Shlach Ezrachami Kodesh Umitzioni Sadeka. that your Ezer will come from Kodesh, Umitzion Yisadeka, and you will be supported by Tzion. By Tzion. And this is what we talked about yesterday. The Medrash says, what does it mean? What's the Kodesh? Right? The Kodesh is the Torah. Right? And the Tzion, right, are the mitzvahs of the Torah. Right? The mitzvahs of the Torah. And they are the signposts of Torah. Right? Tzion is like, Tzion is like a signpost indicating something. So this is what we talked about. The concept of that every mitzvah, as it were, has built into it a signpost of where did this come from. So as a person does mitzvahs, it not only, right, it attaches into the core of the mitzvah, which is the Torah. And that in turn reinforces our Kedusha. So, to leave Mitzrayim, because Baruch Hu plopped it on us, to continue that path, we continue to attach ourselves, Kedoshim Tiyu, last week's Parsha, Kedoshim Tiyu. How are you going to do that, Kedoshim Tiyu? So the Medrash says, yeah, you can continue the methodology, the path of increasing your Kedusha by attaching yourself to Torah and by, as it were, by doing the mitzvot while remembering that every mitzvah is the emanates from Hashem's will and from the Torah. So that every mitzvah implicitly becomes a further reinforcement of your emuna that Hashem is the creator and the source of the world and our identity, obviously, as well. And that was what we spoke about last week, that every mitzvah becomes an act of reinforcement of He, the creator, Hashem, wills and therefore I be, as opposed to my living in a separate world of I think or I desire, right, or I urge and therefore I am. Right? Fine. Now we're here. Very cool. Alzen Namar, from the sublime to the ridiculous. Okay. Fine. So now, let's continue. Now that we've dealt with Chazara on the concept of Kedusha, as seen in Achrimos and Kedoshim via the Chasemes, etc., now the question is, it's true that we can absorb a worldview that is marching to the beat of a different drummer. The question is, can we cleanse our beings inside? The absorption of the new view could very well be just something placed upon an already existing system, and that already existing system be one that unfortunately is highly deficient. It's tame. It's got a lot of junk inside of it. Can we cleanse that? So the Medrash says, right, the Medrash says on the double terminology, Amor v'Amarta. Right, we know that Rashi tells us that's to teach us the special din of Hazik Dolim Arktanim, and the Gur Aryeh explains what Rashi's approach is and what's that based upon. In other words, it teaches us a unique limit over here, but it's all based upon the unusual double terminology over here, as opposed to normally in the Torah we find Dibur and Amira. Here we're finding twice Amira. And that the Gurari addresses, that the Dibur of Amira is usually the idea of speaking out something in general principles first and then more specific principles in order to make it available to the person to be able to absorb it. Right? It's a process of learning. First presenting generally. The person can't possibly wrap his head around all the details the first time, and the Amarta is in more specifics. That's the way the Gurari explains the normal terminology of Dibur v'Amira, and since over here it's unique, twice Amira, that's why Rashi says it's a special halach over here, to teach us that the older Kohanim have to make sure concerning the Tuma of the younger Kohanim. Hazir G'dolim Arktanim. That's really, that's very much an aside and not a topic. The Medrash also relates to the double terminology of Amira. And the Medrash links it to the following concept, to a pasuk. A pasuk in Tehillim, Imros Hashem, Amoros Tehoros, Keset Saruf Ba'alil La'aretz Mezukak Shivasayim. The Imros, the sayings of Hashem, are pure. Keset Saruf Ba'alil, they are Ba'aretz, they are cleansed, as it were. They are cleansed of impurities, they are clear upon the earth, mizukak shivasayim, purified sevenfold. The idea being that the amoros of Hashem remain pure upon the earth. If you look in that Perek in Tehillim, it talks about the amount of sheker that fills the world, and nonetheless, the amoros of Hashem still remain pure. They're untainted. They're untainted. They remain pure. Upon this, the Sfas Emes, right, let's take a look at what he says in Tafresh Lamed Beis. Sfas Emes says, he says, "Bamedrash Amoros Tahoros, the Kasha." It's difficult. Eich Yochel Basav Adam Histayer Karoy. How can a person possibly cleanse himself? Obviously, this is an essential question. To add new things is fine. How do I get all of the sludge out of me, inside of me? It's not sufficient just to put new things on top, new value systems, new world views. What about what's already inside of me? What happens to that? Varakya kolben maimer nivra, vashneimer ba'asar mamoros nivra olam. The world is created by maimer. The world is created by maimer. No, creation itself is by maimer. And the Pasuk in Tehillim teaches us that the maimer of Hashem always remains tahor. It remains a conduit of tahara. The double terminology, as the Medrash picks up on, is to teach us that the concept of tahara, this is speaking to the Kohanim, but really it's a concept of speaking to Klal Yisrael. Right, that we are within a system that affords us a conduit of tahara. The double terminology being that Hashem, the mimer of Hashem, the mimer of Hashem always maintains its quality as the mimer, which is tahor, because it's linked to the borei olam. He continues here that the tahara comes by way of the mimer. Okay, still not all that clear. Uba Gemara, now he teaches us a fascinating idea. The Gemara says in Brachos, on the idea that it says Hashem he'emircha, right? Hashem he'emircha, and it says Hashem he'emarta. Hashem he'emircha hayom, it says that Hashem has spoken about us, he'emircha hayom, and it says concerning us vis-a-vis the borei olam, it says, right, it's Hashem he'emarta. There's the verb he'emarta, or lahamir, as it were, is said as we kaviyochol do this act of ha'amara to the Ribbon Shalom, and he does it vis-a-vis us. Says the Gemara Brachos, umi mishtabeach kud shabrichu b'shvachayu d'Yisrael. Does the Kodesh Baruch Hu, as it were, take shvach, pride, in the praise of the Jewish people? In, says the Gemara, d'chsiv es Hashem he'amart hayom. And it also says, Vashem he'emir chayom. Hashem has done the same to us. What's the upshot of this he'emir and he'emarta? Amalem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, L'Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael, Atem asisuni chativa achas, you have made me into one unit ba'olam. V'ani aseh eschem chativa achas ba'olam. And I too will make you into one unit in the world. How do we make Hashem into one unit? What does it mean? Atem asisuni chativa achas ba'olam shenema shma Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. In other words, the declaration of the Jewish people that in spite of the fact that we see disparate forces, disparate events, things that we don't necessarily link together, things that we don't necessarily understand, the direction they're coming from, we know it all comes from Hashem Echad. Hashem is one. Ein od milvado. Hashem Echad. So to also, ani aseh eschem chativa achas ba'olam. Right? Says the Ribbono Shalom, in what fashion? That I say about you, Umi ka'amcha Yisrael goy echad ba'aretz. The Torah says that the Jewish people are one goy echad ba'aretz. Shapirush, says the Sfasemis, is that Amirahu Hachibur Vadibuk Beshorish Hachius. In other words, Imra we know is a theme. This concept of Ha'emircha, to show that Hashem is one, or for Hashem to declare Baras, the Jewish people are one, that we're united in this concept of the oneness of the world. In other words, that it all emanates from one source, that Hashem's actions are traced to one source, He is only one, and we in turn are linked to that one source. This, right, this is our attachment to the conduit of the mimer. Note, the mimer is Maaseh Bereishis, Vayomer Elokim, Vayomer Elokim, as the Mishnah says in Avos, Ba'asar Mamoros Nivra Olam. And the Pasuk in Tilm says about that conduit, Imros Hashem Amoros Tahoros. The mimer is a conduit of Tahara. It's like a spring, a Ber Mayim Chaim that flows from a living source, a living spring. It has the capacity to mitire anything that finds itself within its waters. As the waters flow over it, is mitire. That's the koach of a Ber Mayim Chaim. In that sense, it's more powerful than a mikvah, even. The koach of the mimer, right? The koach of the mimer is to be mitire. The koach of the mimer is to be metahir. The way that one enters, right, into the mimer of Tahara is this dual being ma'amir Hashem, right, by being ma'ashir, by declaring Hashem as one, recognizing Him as one, recognizing that everything that happens, everything that exists, everything that transpires within the world is one source. As a person connects to that, then Hashem in turn says about us, you are also connected to the concept of oneness. Hashem says, you are also chativa achas ba'olam. And that concept of mimer now enables us to be be'imra, seamed together with the mimer, which is the conduit of Tahara. The conduit of Tahara. Continues the Sfasemis, because it's still very much in an ungelled state. He says, "Ubetosefes biur, kizayinian sfiras haomer." In our parsha is the mitzvah sfiras haomer. Shomer shetzivanu kedei letaharenu. The little tefillah that said after Sfiras HaOmer of Nusach Sfarad, the tends to say Nusach Ashdod doesn't necessarily say it. Yeah, but the idea is that the process of the sphere is to cleanse us mitumaseinu. That's the process of the sphere, to cleanse us me from our tumah. Continues. Why? Because from the time that we left Mitzrayim, the Kodesh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, says the Sfasemis, Ki Bitzias Mitzrayim, Nizgala b'chol ish Yisrael asher yuchal latzeis mikol rotzon acher. As we mentioned before, Klal Yisrael was absorbed in Mitzrayim. We are rotzon identified with their rotzon, and that's why we had such difficulty getting out, and that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu had to be nishba, as we said before, in order to extract us, etc. But the upshot of our leaving shows that one can be detached from one rotzon, and to receive a new rotzon. This is something internal. This is in the world of affect, not just in the world of intellect, the world where I perceive the world, but my rotzon is different. V'zecherus lios rotzon tamid libatel v'likalel b'Hashem yizbarach. So once again, he still hasn't reached the nekuda. We know that Tahara is available to us. We know that the mimer of Hashem, Imros Hashem Amoros Tahoros, the mimer of Bereishis, always maintains its integrity, always maintains the quality of Tahara. We know, the Sfasem has taught us, that the methodology for this is as we make Hashem one, He in turn makes us one, right? And we are be'imra, as it were, we are joined together, right, in this oneness. But all this, again, we're not talking here in esoteric theoretical concepts. If we're talking about Tahara, this has to be something very real. How are we supposed to do this? So then he takes us a step closer, and he tells us, well, during the process of Sfirsa Omer, right, Sfirsa Omer, we also are being retire ourselves. That's the entire process that we saw by when we left Mitzrayim, that you can leave a Ratzon behind. So that teaches us that during the process of Sfirsa Omer, we can retire ourselves from our Tuma. Okay. Still, practical. It's in the air still. He continues. Yeah, he says what happens. In other words, when we left Mitzrayim, that was done unilaterally on the part of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. He detached us from that Ratzon. but how do we do it on our own in a normal everyday basis? This needs constant, constant awareness, constant action, constant deeds. How are we supposed to do this? He says, after the Sfiras Omer, so we do it as it were. B'acher kach Sfiras Omer levar hamido shem dveikim benefesh adam lios nimshach chius Hashem yisbrach v'toch hamidos. We bring as it were the life force, the mimer of Hashem, which is the source of all life, we bring it into our midos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu connects with the world of what we call midos. Hashem is Ein Sof. Hashem is Baruch Hu Ein Sof, Ein Lo Midu Gvul. V'Havshachos Chiyus, the continuity of His Ein Sof Chiyus into our world is what we call the midos of Hashem. His Chesed, His Gvura, His Tiferes, all the midos associated with the way that Ribono Shel Olam makes His presence manifest within this world. Again, where does it leave us? How do we do it? And even if we have the Ratzon, if we have the Ratzon to be Makar of all our Midos, our Ava, our Yira, to his Mid of Ava and Yira, how's it happening? She says something here fascinating. He says that as the continuity of Chiyus, which is in the Mimer of Hashem, as it passes from his Mida, which is his connection to this world, into our Midos, into the way we conduct ourselves, that cleanses us. It cauterizes us. What, however, enables it to enter us is if we present ourselves before Him in the way that He described our oneness. We described Him as one. We recognize He is Ein Od Melvado, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And He says about us that you two are part of the same concept of reflecting oneness in the world when you are Umi Ka'amcha Yisrael Goy Echad Ba'aretz. The ticket to be able to allow the Tahara, which is embedded in the Mimer of Hashem, which gives life to the entire world, to enter into our Midos, into our affect, and to enter into our will, into our will to cauterize the tumah out of us so that we too can achieve tahara, that's done through recognizing that we are a chativa achas, that we as a whole, all of the Jewish people, are the carriage. We are Knesset Yisrael, we are the carriage, we are the throne upon which Hashem's Shechina appears within the world. Once again, this time, the linchpin to recognizing that He wills, therefore I be, is not just in the world of outlook, but in the world of how do I deal with my fellow. The secret of success in terms of being Matayer, the Midos, just as is in Matan Torah, the preface to Matan Torah is Vayichan Yisrael Neged Har Ki Ish Echad Belev Echad, and that enables the Torah to penetrate us. What enables, as it were, the Tahara of Hashem's
life-giving force of existence in the world to penetrate our midos, to cauterize out all the selfishness, all the pulsations of kinna and taiva and kavod, the kas, all of the as it were, all of the sludge that blocks our spiritual arteries, is the ticket to that, is our presenting ourselves as, our conducting ourselves as a chativa achas, as one unit. And he even concludes, the Sosemis concludes his piece over here, Ubnei Yisrael, in the last little paragraph here, in Tafresh Lamed Beis, Ubnei Yisrael, Tzrichim Beis Amiros, and more of Amarta, Shehiya Kabbalah B'Lei V'Nefesh, Kedei V'Yitayr, V'Leis Dabik B'Mayim Hashem Yisborach. Required two. The pirud between the neshamos that we create is the cause of our not achieving tahara, and the sense of unity that we generate in terms of our tikkun amidos vis-a-vis one another gives us the capacity to cleanse amidos vis-a-vis everything, not just one another, but vis-a-vis the Ribono Shel Olam, Av and Yira as well. The ticket to connecting to the tahara of Hashem's amamoros requires that just as we recognize Hashem is one, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, we have to recognize that Hashem says that we are one. How? We are Goy Echad, a united Goy Ba'aretz. When we live according to that, that in turn gives us the capacity to link to His Tahara, to link to the cleansing of the inside. So, if we were to summarize it in right, not exactly the same way, but just as we know in Tefillah, in Umdim Mespalami Toch Kovad Rosh, that, as Rav Kook says, the understanding is that we have to have a commitment that the heart will follow the direction of the truths of the mind before we begin to daven. And then as we daven, we engage in an Avodah Shebelev, which in turn internalizes those things into the heart. So to also, again, it's not quite the same thing, but a similar methodology. The world of Kedusha, we bring in, as we discussed earlier, based upon the Sfasemis and others, we bring that in, but then we still have the job before us of how do we cleanse the heart, how do we cleanse the affect, how do we cleanse the midos. The Torah tells us it's available to us, because Hashem's amoros tahoros are still here in the world. The only way in order to be able to link in with that spring, with that Be'er Mayim Chaim, with that conduit of Tahara, of Hashem's creative force, is when we present ourselves kechativa achas, as one unit, before the Ribono Shel Olam. Then we are, as we're joined together in a seam, and His Tahara, the Midos, the Tahara that He brings into this world through His midos, in turn enter our midos. We can actually cleanse ourselves. But as Sfasemis says, the key, the ticket, the most important part over here is that there shouldn't be pirut between us. When we train ourselves to make room for one another in our hearts, that gives us the capacity to link up to room inside of our hearts for all good midos. Not only Bein Odom Lechavero, but that becomes a precursor and a prologue to also to Bein Odom Lamakom. Okay. There is more here, but I think this is sufficiently food for thought. Kedusha, and we can even be Zochet to Tahara. Right. First ticket, to remember and to look at the world through the lens of He wills, therefore I be, rather than I think, therefore I am. And the second part of the ticket, to actually be zochet tahara, really lies in our dealings with one another, And that enables us to become the Chativa Achas, the one unit that Hashem refers to us by that title, just as we refer to Him as Hashem Echad, just as Hashem Echad is a declaration of our faith that everything that happens emanates from Him, and it is all one, it's all one Ratzon, so too He calls us a people of oneness as well, when we are one unit. That is our ticket to connecting to the conduit of Tahara, Taharas Amidos, once again, not only Ben Adam L'Chaveru, but ultimately to Ben Adam L'Makom, and we should be Zocha to be both Kedoshim and Tahorim.